Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Run Pure Sports Ship It Nation drama just will not end. But Brian and I are legit DFS journalists. Covering this story is our cross to bear. So today we discuss what happened with Chris Randone leaving Ship It Nation just one or two short weeks after starting in as a founder at the company. Brian and I have some clues as to what we think happened. Let's do it.
He thinks this is a go. Vegas Dave thinks this is a go.
Hot naked girls doing yoga.
What? Why don't you just win like a man?
Random.org. Type in one for yes, two for no, and let the DFS gods pick for you.
And I'm absolutely begging you not to dupe us. Please don't dupe us.
Brian, I truly thought, after we did the Hoop interview, I thought we were going to move on. Then last week happened. I'm like, all right, now we're ready to move on. We're not apparently ready to move on. We're still talking about this.
Yep. I'm feeling this might be the last one. Also, yeah, fingers crossed. We're not DFS journalists, Pete. We're journalists.
True. Am I selling ourselves short
with
the DFS? Okay. Are there, what other areas do you think we are going to cover?
We've dove into League of Legends journalism, right? The Wei Yan controversy. We've dove into some poker controversy. We're basically like Woodward and Bernstein, you know?
That's right. We really are. And, you know, it is pretty sad. Brian and I have been putting in lots of hard work on this show over the years, you know, consistent shows every Wednesday or Thursday going back since the pandemic started. And our most successful stuff has been covering this Run Pure Sports and Ship It Nation drama. If for some reason you aren't caught up, I do have links to the previous two episodes. The really quick TLDR is Hoop, who was a longtime member at Run Pure Sports, one of their founding members. He ended up getting pushed out of the company over the course of the past 6 months or so. He came on our show, told his side of the story. And then we had some beefing going along on Twitter between Ship It Nation and Run Pure Sports, all of that. And then one of the things I had asked Hoop about in his interview, I said, look, Hoop, why Chris Randone? You know, you're trying to launch a company. Is Chris Randone really the guy you need to help you get to the heights you want to get to? And lo and behold, Brian, this week we get the bombshell news that effective immediately, Chris Randone is no longer a part of Ship It Nation.
Pretty hilarious. Pretty hilarious. we heard rumblings of this a day or two before, right? The actual announcement here. So we were prepared.
It is so funny too, because I just love, first of all, I got tipped off from a couple sources, and I can't reveal my sources. I said, hey, here in rumblings, Randone is out at Ship It Nation. This is before Tambo here did his post. So I was tipped off to it. And then when this announcement happened, and I did a tweet about this, Brian, where I really was kind of rethinking what life choices led me to a place where my DMs were flooded with this same screenshot. I swear to God, I got this 10 plus times from people sending me Tambo's announcement about Chris Randone. I guess, I don't know. We made our bed and now we have to lie in it.
Is there more, this is serious, is there more of a lightning rod human being in like than Chris Randone in our world? Like it's just like everything He was Bachelorgate, was his yep. buddy. Stochastic was a little bit of a. I don't think that was the nicest.
That was controversial.
A little controversial.
Power Rangers else? NFTs.
The NFTs.
Yeah, because there was the whole. I mean, I can't even remember everything that happened, but there was a lot of accusations about a total rugging there, him picking up and leaving. I believe they like shut their Discord down. Literally everything Randone gets involved in seems to be a lightning rod. And I will just say here too, we did officially, you invited Chris Randone to come on the show. You exchanged a DM with him and he did decline, correct?
He did decline. He said he's moving on from the DFS world off into the sunset. Which saved me time looking into that NFT. Cause I would like, I guess I have to look into what exactly happened in this NFT scandal, which I kind of know, but I didn't really look into it that hard.
I want to juxtapose that to us at the top of the show saying we're journalists and you saying this would have required far too much investigative work for me to have to get into.
Well, these real journalists don't do anything anyways, Pete. Come on, they make it up. With AI now, they just go, give me a story.
Yeah. So one other thing to frame this announcement from Tambo, the other main message that I was getting after our show last week was because Brian and I were like, you know, what's going on? People were like, oh, Ship It Nation like spun up their new site so quickly and they have 30,000 YouTube subs. You know, they had double what Run Pure Sports had on YouTube despite just launching. You know, we all thought it was fishy. A lot of people started doing some deep dives and basically unearthed what happened with that YouTube channel. And I can pull it up here or it might be gone. This is going to come up later. Was Randone post Bachelor had a vlog YouTube channel with his ex-wife, Crystal. I hope I'm getting all these facts correct. They had 30,000 subs. They were making lifestyle vlogs, you know, lots of interest coming off The Bachelor and their couple, you know, got married on TV. They repurposed that YouTube account. I assume either deleted or made all of the old videos private and then rebranded it as Ship It Nation. So just to kind of like track the logic here, it was, we can have a lot of subs. Granted, the demographic is probably all 30 to 60 year old women who have very little interest in DFS, but just maybe they'll see Hoop and Tambo and Randone on there talking about MLB DFS slates and they'll re-fall in love with these guys all over again. I believe that was the thesis of the play.
Yeah. That, I mean, being able to say you have 30,000 followers, does that give you any cred? Because I don't see any. So like Alex Baker was probably a sub since he loves The Bachelor.
Both. Stuff. He loves Randone and The Bachelor.
He's already spoken for. Like he doesn't know he needs a Ship It Nation sub. But other than that one, maybe two other guys. Yeah, it's pretty unlikely the crossover was worth it. And I think, Pete, that was part of the calculation of bringing him on originally is – you get the YouTube channel, the Twitter followers, he's got like 100,000 Twitter followers and probably some other things they're thinking. And they're like, yeah, let's bring him on. I don't think I said this on the show, but like Hoop probably can't spell NFT. You know what I mean? Like he has probably no clue anything about that scandal.
Yeah.
And he's just like, sure. All right. Bring Randone on. He's popular. Who cares? You know? He's got these assets.
And let's just talk about, I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone understands this, but we can spell it out. So NoBoSock says, if anything else, it probably helps with the YouTube algo to have that many subs. It actually doesn't. It is actually an awful, awful thing. The way the YouTube algorithm works is it basically trial balloons your content to a select audience. I believe it's around 1,000 people. And they see how many people are clicking that. And then based on that engagement, they will then push it out to a larger thing. Their videos are not getting any click-through rates for MLB DFS slates from middle-aged women who love The Bachelor. And so then what happens is then YouTube punishes you and says, hey, whatever content you're serving up to this existing audience, they don't want it, and we are not going to shove it down people's throats. It's why they have 30,000 subs and some of the initial videos were getting 500 views. I actually recommend there's a podcast, Big Content, that Nick Ercolano and Jack Settleman did. Jack Settleman ran up his Snapback Sports YouTube channel to, I think it was like 700,000 subs strictly on posting shorts, you know, viral memes, highlight clips, but no like personal forward facing content from them. He was legitimately, and they still are considering deleting the channel because when they post long form content, the people who are interested in the shorts have zero interest in their long form content. There's no connective tissue there. And that's at least within the same world of sports and content like that. And those videos were bombing on a channel with 750,000. So to summarize, trying to shove DFS content down women who want to hear gossip about The Bachelor is not a GTO YouTube strategy. Apparently that needed to be said though.
I wonder what they gave him to sign on. I wonder if they gave him like 10% or 20% of the company or none.
Yeah, and I guess the only argument for it is saying, okay, we want this vanity metric because it legitimizes us as a company. But then I'm trying to think who psychologically is stumbling upon a YouTube channel with 30,000 subs and be like, oh, I trust them. They have a lot of subs. But then not noticing that the videos are only getting a couple hundred views. Like that is just a very, I don't know who that's actually tricking into thinking you're legitimate.
It just seems like a complete waste of resources, however they spent that money and time. Yeah, and especially I doubt they knew what you knew about YouTube's because I didn't about the algorithm like that. So I didn't know it sends it out too small. That makes sense, though. They like test the waters and then ramp it up. That makes a lot of sense.
But even just like think about it on a very even non-algorithm thing. Like you have your subscription feed. And you subscribe to these channels. Imagine the things they're subscribed to. I don't even know what middle-aged women subscribe to on YouTube. Like, does Martha Stewart have a YouTube? I have no clue. But they get their videos and they see a thumbnail for May 31st MLB DFS slate. Are those subscribers clicking that video? I mean, maybe if you have Randone sitting there on the thumb like that, maybe out of morbid curiosity, but they're not clicking that video. So I just don't know what you're trying to accomplish from that.
He did some nice thumbnail nails for them, though. Got the tats showing and everything. I don't know if you looked at their thumbnails. Yeah.
So we get the announcement. So we have that backstory that it seemed like Randone's biggest contribution to Ship It Nation was grandfathering over and rebranding his existing YouTube channel. Then we get news that he is leaving effective immediately. What is your hypothesis of what happened there? Was it that they realized this isn't actually helping our YouTube videos and now you're useless to us?
With the way they've kind of started their other companies, maybe there was just a huge misunderstanding and they didn't have anything written down. But I don't. Maybe it was you, Pete. Maybe he got a lot of backlash. Hoop did or Tambo did. And they were just oblivious to like any of the Randone scandals. They couldn't have been to Bachelorgate, you would think. Or maybe they were oblivious to how many people would dislike it, the magnitude. And that was probably the start of it, where they're like, okay, I didn't know about this NFT thing. That sounds pretty shady. And we just like lost 50 subs. This is bad. We haven't signed any paperwork yet. Probably.
I mean,
let's pull a big T.
we asked Hoop if they had learned their lesson from the ambiguity with the Run Pure like cap structure and all of that, and he made it seem like everything was very clearly defined there. I mean, we just kind of assumed a founding member, right, that he had 33% of the company or close to that, and now just like immediately gone,
something like that. I mean, I don't know about that hype. His Twitter following is an asset as well. I mean, I don't know how great of a DFS asset that is, but 100,000 followers is quite a bit. Probably get some people, not a ton. So he's hosted lots of DFS shows. That's experience. Like, you know, say what you will. It's not like every DFS tout who hosts a show is good. So.
I love what Brian's natural reflexive like contrarianism and devil's advocate, now him having to do that for Chris Randone as a valuable DFS host and asset is
We're also best friends, right? So, yeah. And you're just jelly of him.
I am jealous. I am famously still blocked by Chris Randone on Twitter. I only get to see the screenshots, all this. So we have that fallout trying to figure out what's happening here. Brian, you had a very funny tweet. Start a DFS company, get subs, force a founder out, the circle of DFS. I mean, literally the microcosm of what happened over at Run Pure Sports with Hoop, then playing out in hyperdrive with Chris Randone at Ship It Nation. Like almost the exact same thing, it seems like.
It's true. That's why I did it. But it also happened, remember, with Elite Guru, where they forced out Tommy G?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's happened a few times.
Yeah. And then you tweeted this out, and you know, you noticed some very interesting likes in here. We got Siege liking it. And also one Mr. Chris Randone, who, do likes equal endorsements of the messaging? Is he agreeing that he got forced out when he likes this tweet? It seems like he's agreeing.
I had another one too. And he liked that one as well. Oh, I think he did. So yes, that is definitely almost an endorsement. And I asked you, I'm like, you think I should slide on into those DMs, see if he wants to come on?
Yeah. And you, we already said that he declined. He said he was very over the DFS industry.
Pretty much. Yeah. He doesn't. Yeah. Not interested. Mm. Which is a shame. It would be funny. I don't know if we could do a full hour, but.
I don't even know how we're going to do a full hour right now, Brian.
3 hours, tech.
Don't turn off the video. We need to get the high retention rates for the YouTube.
Not over yet. So what do you think before we go? Like, do you like my theory of they didn't realize the scandalous past and put two and two together, personality differences?
I don't buy that. It's like when you go into business with Chris Randone, you know what you're getting. And also, they don't strike me as anyone who would have like moral qualms about his past. It's like, oh, so what? You know, Chris Randone rugged a few people in the NFT taste. That doesn't seem like it would be a deal breaker to me. The only thing I can come up with was the biggest value add you're bringing to the company is this YouTube channel, and the metrics aren't supporting it. Like, I don't know if they thought just because they had 30,000 sub that they would just be ripping high view counts right off the gate. And then they're like, what if Randone promised them something? Brian, what if part of it was like, hey, I can get you X amount of views on each video, and this will be why I deserve X percent of the company, and then they're not hitting that? That's like the only thing that makes any sense to me.
I guess maybe combination of all of it. Like I think the scandal you're underplaying a little bit, because there could be pushback from members. Like if you get 100 DMs like, hey, dude, Randone is probably XYZ, and then like I'm leaving because of it.
No, I agree with that, but I don't think that has anything to do with him rugging people in NFTs. I think they're saying, like, we don't actually want to sub to a site where Chris Randone is a lead DFS analyst.
Yeah, that's true too. Just general feedback. Just general, yeah. Like, yeah, no. That's possible. One, I mean, I guess that makes this next point I'm gonna make less unclear, but I was thinking, why do these guys have to go, from 0 to 100? Why couldn't they be like, all right, let's just do less shows. let's work out some deal, you know, maybe take some less money.
My guess is that there is this pressure of, they know, right? Ship It Nation knows their biggest opportunity for subs is pulling subs away from Run Pure Sports, right? That is their audience. That is their demographic. And then they have to say to themselves, how do we get those subs over? They're going to have, of course, their loyal fans who are going to come no matter what, who are big Hoop and Tambo guys. But then the guys who are on the fence, they would be like, why would I come over to Run Pure Sports East that's offering less features, tools, content than just Run Pure Sports? Like, why would I pay that when I could just get that? So my guess is in their head, they're like, we need to fully replicate the Run Pure Sports offerings as much as possible to then make it just seem like a tiebreaker for people of like, hey, I'm going to pay this money. I'd rather just send it over here, but I'm going to get all of the same stuff I was getting previously. So I bet there was like a pressure to replicate Run Pure Sports right out of the gate, as opposed to like slowly building and finding their lane.
Hmm. I could see that. And then maybe they were like, and the difference, the X factor is Randone. Let's get him on. Let's bring him on board.
Mm.
That's, and 2 days later, they, like, let's get rid of him.
Well, and here's the thing. Like I asked who point blank, like, why Randone? Also, everyone involved at Red Pure Sports and Ship It Nation needs to ask themselves, as does Alex Baker, as does the actually the only people who are off the hook is the casting people at The Bachelor. The answer to why Randone for them makes sense. Everyone else needs to take a long, hard look in the mirror and answer the question, why Randone? But Hoop told us, he's like, no, he's going to bring a lot of value to the company. He's a good dude, all of this stuff. Like, is that bullshit, or did something materially change in between us interviewing Hoop and this past week?
Yeah. Even the DFS Bachelorgate controversy is enough to just go like, eh, you know, we got nothing wrong with you, but we're just not going to touch this.
Yeah.
We're not going to bring you on. So like, if we're going under the assumption they even knew just that, which they should, something to just go, 100%, you're gone tomorrow. We're going to send out a Discord and he's going to like my tweet, the Circle of DFS tweet. Something had to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would have just assumed he had legit signed a contract or paperwork by this point.
You would think, Pete, but I'm not, I'm thinking probably not.
Yeah. The other thing here too is people asking, Big T said he was going to talk in due time. We, Brian and I were in a group DM with Big T. He was telling us a couple things. We were having a conversation. We invited him on the show today. We really wanted him to come do the show. Basically said, hey, we don't feel comfortable, you know, passing along this information. If you want to come and say it to people, we're happy to provide you this wonderful platform to do so. And Big T declined. So I know a lot of people are like, hey, get Big T on, do that. We have offered to Randone. We have offered to Big T. If you guys want them on the show, you can go harass them in their mentions and tell them to do the show. But we have extended the invite very clearly, Brian.
Yeah, I think he was going to do the show until this Randone thing happened. And then he's like, no one's going to care about, no one's going to care about this anymore.
Yeah.
And so Big T is probably not coming on. I did have a thought on him not doing any shows, like, cause he could do other shows too. And talking about this is because it's kind of hard to play. I think hard to play it from his angle. Any way that makes him look good, because at the end of the day, he still forced out what people appear as his, what everyone in this world thought was like his buddy or best friend, you know, and best friend in this world, not in real life. And so like, it's hard to kind of pull it off where, like, even if you just say, oh, well, we had to do it because X, Y, and Z, it still kind of will leave a bad taste in some people's mouth. This is my theory anyways. So like, why even do shows?
Yeah. Well, like I said, the actual smart move by all of them would have not been to talk whatsoever. But the thing is like, Big T's done multiple tweets on Twitter. The guys from Run Pure Sports have done multiple tweets. So they're like talking without talking, which I actually think is like the worst thing. And like, even Draft Cheat had a tweet that was since deleted. I'll pull this one up here. Being so butthurt, we're still saying butthurt in 2023. Being so butthurt, you bring on an unqualified person only to force them out in the first month just to feel better about yourself as a new one. But I respect it. Had you seen this tweet?
I hadn't seen this tweet. Who's censoring DC, by the way? Why does he keep deleting these tweets?
I think he's self-censoring. I think there's the cathartic release of firing off a tweet, and then you're like, actually, I'll probably get rid of this one. But everyone takes screenshots these days. I mean, once it's out, it's out.
I don't mind butthurt in a ironic use, but this is in a, you know, the old school attacked use. What's the I respect the tag? That's a joke, but I respect it.
I think that's definitely a strong dose of irony there. Is the circle of life, Brian, the true circle of life? Randone now goes back to Red Pure Sports.
I tweeted out too. They were looking to hire Big T to replace Randone at Chiba Nation. $300K salary plus what, equity.
Do you think we could just get like a giant Ship It Nation Run Pure Sports merger? And we just call it, what would that call? What would the merger be called? Run Even Pure and Ship It?
Yeah. I mean, Ship It Pure.
Ship It Pure sounds pretty good.
That sounds all right.
Yeah.
There's still 2% chance they're just playing all of us and they own both of them.
It might be.
They're just sitting there with cigars. These idiots think we don't got contracts.
Maybe that is. Maybe business is booming for Run Pure. Business is booming for Ship It Nation. And business is booming for view counts over on Lulz.
I got to say, the numbers they put up are still pretty impressive for subs and the total amount of money.
Oh, the ones we were spitballing on last week?
Yeah. I think we were pretty darn close.
So one thing that was interesting, I hadn't gone to the old Ship It Nation because this is the old one. I would have just assumed that now that this is back in the hands of Randone, I just assume this is back in the hands of Randone, right?
It's got to be.
Yeah. So but they're all the videos are still up, and because their new YouTube channel is, I believe it's just Ship It. Oops.
Not you shit. Think Randone's trying to squeak the last 87 cents he's going to get out of those like view people randomly viewing the Ship It Nation post on there?
Now I'm confused because is this. All right, someone help me out here. I thought there was a new YouTube because this was a new post from Tambo yesterday morning. It says, as of today, we are starting fresh on YouTube. Please go ahead, subscribe if you can. All the free content will be there. YouTube.com/ShipItNationYouTube, which is just the one I was just on that has 30,000 subs. I thought they were starting over.
Well, you told me that it did change. So I didn't verify that. I kind of assumed they bought him off.
Oh, here we go. I found it. I forgot to put the YT at the end. This is the new one, 261 subscribers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
We should do a prop bet. How many subs by end of year? So they got 6 full months here.
200. They'll do fine. They'll pick up going from like from 0 to 2K subs for a channel that's consistently posting early on. I don't think I would put, you're saying by the end of the year, handicapping
6 months.
It?
Yeah.
6 months. I would set the over under at 2,500.
Oh, okay. I would go over on that, I think.
Okay. Even without Randone in the fold?
What?
Even without Randone in the fold?
With Randone, that would just be a clear over.
Yeah.
A smash over. Yeah. That's like one of those freebies that an underdog does, you know, like the 0.1 points over under. But he's not there anymore. So I'm going to go over 2,500. Maybe I'd be interested to see if I'll be way wrong. What is Run Pure's? Let's just check run. Actually,
I think they were at like 15K. Yeah, 15.9. That's why and they've been at this for far long. I mean, this is 2.3K videos to get to 16K. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, it's harder. It is harder to grow on YouTube these days, I think, than people think. There's not a ton of like organic growth, and especially with like the way DFS content works, where none of this stuff is evergreen. Like every single show dies on the vine the second it's over, and that really hurts because the YouTube algorithm wants people going back and rewatching old things, and to see that if you serve up an old video to the audience, you serve up an old DFS video, no one gives a shit, and so it is really hard to grow on YouTube with kind of like the DFS content model.
That's true. I know you're talking me out of the over. I just feel like they can get 1,000 easy with their Twitter followings just alone.
Yeah. So I am really confused now. If if they just abandon this from like an optimal YouTube strategy, which I will tell you right now, just abandoning it would be the optimal thing to start from scratch. Or did Randone retake this over? And if so, why hasn't he gone back through and scrubbed this stuff from here? Because everything's still up on here.
It's just lazy. It's not that easy. Like, I mean, it's easy, but it take you an hour or two.
Yeah. I had not seen this intro yet. Had you seen this?
No. Who's their content guy?
Who's their editor?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The rocket ship. Randone, let's see what he has to say.
This is the final
guys,
one.
We have guys like Kelenic, Cal Rally, Hernandez, Tom Murphy. These guys are striking out over 25%.
Notice
of the time.
They have a
team strikeout rate
shirt,
26%.
Pete.
Yeah.
Keller's got a
simpatico.
Maybe you guys are more alike.
We are in a lot of ways.
Pitching on the road. So I do think the
case. Do you know this guy? Nadesify?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
I
haven't been watching Shipit's videos lately.
Yeah. Yes. David Kitchen is actually the silent, puppeteer behind Ship It Nation. He's the one.
He orchestrated this whole thing.
Yeah.
Started the rift between Big T and Who, planting seeds.
So that I think catches everything up to speed right now. I would really, if anyone has true inside information on why Chris Randone is out at Ship It Nation, I would love to know. Because it again, like with everything here, Brian, it just doesn't quite add up. Something yeah. just never fully adds up.
Yeah, it was pretty, it was quick. Like in like the time frame was short and it was quick. Like there was only what, like 2 weeks. And then like, you're gone, 8 a.m. email to the Discord server. Boom, he's gone, not coming back. Well, if he's walking off into the sunset and doesn't want to do any shows or anything or tweet about it, even mention it, you think he got an NDA and a little bit, you know, a little dough in his pocket?
You know, hang on. I'm sorry. I'm still trying to figure what's going on with this channel. Brian, this is the old channel. Are they cross-posting content? Because this was streamed 2 hours ago.
Maybe they have that enabled on the StreamYard or whatever they're using to go to both channels. Yeah. And then they haven't turned it off.
So then if that's the case, if they are intentionally streaming cross posting to both channels, that would seem to indicate to me that they did not give the keys back to Randone.
If that's true, then I would assume they gave him a little money for his channel.
You would think.
What's the, I mean, after your lesson on YouTube there, I don't see the utility in doing both.
There is none. No, there's absolutely no utility. That's why I'm even more confused, because at least if it was like Randone provides this YouTube channel, we're not getting the value we see from it. We break up with Randone. We give him the YouTube channel back. That at least would make some sense to me. But they're clearly still in control of this YouTube channel. They have a show scheduled.
They have a show scheduled. Tonight. That's what I was just going to say. Yeah. And it's the same reason we stopped going on my YouTube channel, because you cannibalize your audience too. You like want.
Can we not tell? So now to wind this back, we now have an audience of 30,000 women who wanted to see vlog style content from Chris Randone and his ex-wife Crystal. But let's just be incredibly generous and just say these are the biggest Chris Randone super fans in the world. They will follow him to the edges of the earth. It doesn't matter if he's doing carpentry work. It does not matter if he's doing educational videos. They want to watch Chris Randone content. So they stay sub to this channel. You know what? Ship It Nation, it has Chris Randone. We're going to continue to watch him. Chris Randone is now gone. These 30,000 people want Chris Randone, and now they are being forced down their throat, a PGA round 2 showdown with Luke and Tambo, with no Chris Randone to be found. These poor ladies, Brian, these poor ladies.
Do you think they get that in the YouTube comments? Like, where's Crystal?
That's actually a good question.
Look at some of the comments.
Okay, zero comments. Not... Hey, Ship It Nation, little pro tip. Stream all your best ball drafts and do a $1,500 giveaway for people who comment. That's a good way to get comments, I've learned. Maybe let's go to the first video, Brian, because wouldn't that be the one where they're like 2 weeks ago, Ship It Nation launched.
They got 4,000 views. Okay.
Ooh, SP Gills with Wait, a run oh, pure sports, Avi. Congrats. Love to see hoop. Congrats, fellas. Good to see you boys back. This is awesome. I want just one Bachelor fan in here who's just like, what the fuck is this? I didn't know this. This is pretty funny. Love how the shows are at the same time as the RPS free show. Congratulations. Good shit. You can still run pure on your own. Good luck. Fuck the haters.
Was this after our show or before it?
2 weeks
ago.
Yeah.
So this is probably after.
All right. I'm disappointed, Brian. I was hoping that there'd be some Bachelor fan who's just like, I'm finally getting Randone and Crystal getting back together. A vlog announcement.
That's their next play. Hire Crystal for a 2 week contract.
Oh, okay. To spill the tea.
Yeah. Just whatever. Have her like talk about sports for 2 seconds. You know, who cares? Who cares what she says?
You know, this investigation started as an investigation between, you know, power and greed and DFS personalities. But what we've really gotten is just a crash course in how not to do YouTube, I think, is the biggest takeaway.
That and there. If you're going to start a DFS company with somebody, guys, sign a contract, and you know, or like, I don't know, do it with someone you could trust, I guess.
That it does seem like a novel idea. What, Brian, what could potentially, because I think you and I are both exhausted from this story. I'm ready to talk about like sports betting legal battles in random states at this point instead of this. What would it take for us to talk about this show again next week?
Oh, that's easy.
Is he agreeing to do an interview?
That's easy. For sure, a Hoop, Big T both want to come on.
Oh, and we mediate?
Yeah. Or okay. Or Randone and Tambo or something.
Yeah.
Anything like that would be hilarious. And I think we'd have to do that.
Okay.
I mean, if Big T wanted to come on, I think we're like almost obligated to do that. And getting 10,000 views is addicting. Pete, yeah. I don't know if you noticed that, but it's like, oh, I want that every time.
This guy, Scott Foster, is threatening to switch topics.
Not Scott.
God, I mean, if we lose Scott, Scott came out of the woodwork, has commented about 100 times on these videos the past few days. I mean, he's practically a pillar of the community. I can't imagine what would happen to my personal YouTube empire if I lost Scott Foster. It'd be a huge blow.
I don't know if we're going to make it.
I don't know.
I still, the side note though, we've talked about this before. I never get when people go into YouTube comments and do that type of stuff. It's like going to a Chinese restaurant and going like, why don't you serve Italian here?
Yeah.
Like, cause today we're serving Chinese.
Exactly.
How about we talk about whatever we fucking want and you choose to go or come or go.
I don't get it. I'm going
to
get comments on this show saying I was deceived with clickbait because I thought Randone was going to be on the show with a rose between his teeth for the whole time.
Really? Oh, come on.
Yeah.
That's not clickbait. And I mean, I could show you the DMs. We legitimately asked him. And
Alex is trying to get us to change subjects. This is the second time I've seen him talking about this. So we're going to gloss over the fact that we don't have a League of Legends DFS slate this evening because the players are striking.
Is this real?
League of Legends?
Interesting.
Is this in solidarity with the writer's strike?
Maybe they think, you know, they're professional athletes, so they should have a union.
Okay. This is a... All right, I'm pulling this up. Bye, Scott Foster. Riot threatens to cancel the entire season if striking League of Legends players can't reach deal.
Couldn't you just get the next group of guys who play video games? Like, who cares?
Scabs?
whatever. Like, all you got, like, do you have an internet connection? Do you want to play today? Okay, you're on the team.
It's true.
I mean, it doesn't seem like they have as nearly as much leverage as professional athletes.
Yeah. It looks like they're still in ongoing negotiations. The LCS will not be penalizing the teams for not fielding their rosters during this two-week period to allow everyone space to focus on constructive dialogue. It is crazy. This is coming full circle for us, Brian. A lot of people who are new to this channel and to this show because of the Run Pure Sports Ship It Nation forget that LOLs legitimately stands for League of Legends. Brian and I have been covering this sport for years. It is what we founded this show on. And, mm-hmm. and here we are watching our beloved sport crumble with their own controversy.
This is almost as devastating as Scott Foster leaving the YouTube stream.
Look at this, Brian. They addressed your scab thing. Crucially, despite the length of the post and the number of points it addresses, Riot doesn't once comment on the possibility of teams using scab players. The LCSPA, I love that there's a players association, has yet to issue their own comment after the meeting. We've contacted them, but at the time of publishing, have yet to hear back.
I mean, I think I just go, let's just get rid of all of them.
Just start build from the ground up.
Yeah, everyone on whoever who struck, you just write their list, say these guys are permanently banned. They're not striking, wow. They're banned forever.
Incredible. Man, there's a lot of trying to process this while on stream. There's lots of interesting stuff going on. Riot subsequently issued a more in-depth breakdown of its plan, which includes the promise of revenue sharing and a $100,000 prize pool. It sounds like it's something about them launching the new league in North America and maybe a profit sharing disagreement from that new league.
I'm surprised there's profit to be made.
Let's see, DG, the Academy League lost support and many lost their jobs overnight. The players are striking to support the lower tier players. The scabs would have been scrutinized and not able to get any real jobs. This is intense.
Okay. There's more to the story.
Yeah.
Than I realized. Well, all right, fine. I don't know. Maybe
Travis, we know who Scott Foster is and we get it. You're an NBA thought leader. I also know that that's not the real Scott Foster, who's now gone because we started talking about League of Legends.
He do you think he removed his like?
Foster? I think he probably did. Today we lost one of our most engaged fans, the NBA ref Scott Foster.
It was bound to happen.
Yeah. Travis wants us to lose Scott Foster all over again. Have we talked about the $1 million streams? Have you been watching any of those?
I watched some of the highlights where I saw Polk bluff the full house, Dwan yeah. had whatever the third nuts.
Yeah.
For a couple mil or 1.5 million, something like that. And then I saw the Polk folded aces on the river for whatever that pot was in the millions.
Yeah.
And I mean, I loved how he did the whole GTO, the GTO thing and on TV. I don't know if I've never seen anyone else do that. So that was pretty cool.
What are you referencing? I haven't seen it.
He said he was going to fold 25% of the time and took his cards. They had, you know, four suits and it's so if flip it over and it's a spade or something like that. I can't remember. Or he had to do it twice. If he flips it over and it's a spade, he's going to fold. He flips it over, it's a spade. He folds, and the guy shoves the bluff in his face.
That's your, like, I mean, no one loves randomized decision-making more than you, Brian. What was your old proposal you had? Wasn't it for, like, dupes in DFS at the top where then you just, like, randomized who got first? Was that your idea?
Oh, right. Yeah, that was a bad one. So like let's say there's 100 ties for first in MMA,
yeah,
well then do a randomized lottery for like a decent payout structure, so instead of all of us getting, you know, $1,100
right,
somebody gets $50,000.
yeah,
People didn't like that.
Do you know who wouldn't like that? All the Duke bros over at Ship It Nation and Run Scout Sports.
How does Ship It Nation feel about Dukes? We don't know their stance on Dukes. Maybe that was this whole breakup.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because there were some veiled things in tweets where it did seem like Big T was getting positioned as the GPP bro, the gal brainer, and Hoop was getting, you know, pigeonholed as the cash game dupe guy. So I wonder if is that the missing link to all of this, that it's at the heart of the controversy was dupes? Dupes is what tore them apart?
I'm sure of it. Yes. Mm. That was probably the thing Hoop couldn't talk about in the non-disclosure agreement. That's the missing piece. It was a big to-do over the direction of duping.
Dupe Nation would be a great name for a DFS site. Just
Dupe Nation? D-U-P-E Nation?
Yeah. Hoop the Dupe sounds like something Donald Trump would call Hoop in a presidential debate about DFS.
Many people.
Hoop the Dupe over here runs the same lineup every night. I have the best lineups, the most creative lineups, but Hoop the Dupe.
It was better when you were doing it with your buddy. You had more practice when you're coming off your Trump impersonation weekend.
Yeah. You know, I'm a little rusty on my Trump. Peter Porker, how could you not have a contract if you're owner of a DFS site? I don't get it. Peter, we don't get it either. We don't understand.
They just said, let's start a DFS site. That's literally it. And then eventually they started, and they didn't even have an LLC till February or something. Someone was doing some actual journalism and told us that they incorporated on February 2nd of this year or something. They've been around for like almost 3 years.
Right.
I mean,
and this is,
I kind of get it, I guess. Now that I think about it, like, I mean, if you have like, you're going on vacations with the guy, with your family, and you're like, all right, let's leave Roto Grinders and start our own thing. Probably don't think he's going to be forcing you out.
Right.
The probability's low.
There's so many things we haven't gotten answers to. Chris brings up, did we ever get an answer on if Hoop's brother-in-law was the one who locked his account? Also, is Hoop's brother-in-law still at the company? You know, we were joking about how awkward the family barbecue would be. How awkward. I mean, we have these guys deleting tweets, talking shit about Hoop and these guys. I would assume they're all in a company Slack channel or whatever platform they're using to communicate, AIM, talking shit about Hoop. And Hoop's brother-in-law is just like in there, just watching all of his coworkers talk shit about him.
Yeah.
That has to be happening, right?
That has to be happening. Yeah. I'm sure like even in the Discord, there's people talking shit. Just like users, you know, subs. Like, yeah. Oh, Hoop's full of fucking shit. He's my brother-in-law.
I mean, none of this shit. None of this makes sense. I need more leads. I need more leads in my DMs. Someone kept promising me some DMs they were going to send me, but I didn't get those.
Well, for like what? Actually, someone sent me a message on Twitter of a theory, and I didn't respond because it like didn't make any damn sense. Mm. So you might get some bullshit.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I get it. Every time I get, you know, one of these DMs, I start thinking, you know, is this going to be the one that cracks open the case? And then it's from Ricky Spetch, and it just says, would you consider giving a second chance to someone who has badly hurt and betrayed you? Maybe I missed something in here. We're looking for a new member to join our team who is energetic. High developer, we have created a 10-level puzzle challenge. Solomon says, nice to meet you. My name is Vivian and I'm single. I want to meet some local friends to understand the local culture.
Well, did you write that WhatsApp down? She's interested, Pete.
Ooh, that's actually a DM here. Let me see if I should not show this on there.
It's too late now.
Oh, I just watched your videos. At some point, I had decided I was bored enough to look into Run Pure Sports. I was able to see that Hoop had filed the LLC a few years ago in Michigan. He was the business agent. January 14th, 2021. There you go. I just found a piece to the case in my DMs.
Okay, so they filed for the LLC in January 2021?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could file for an LLC and not designate shares too, though.
Right. I assume what? Then are you just like trying to lock up the name essentially?
Tax purposes too.
Yeah. Right. Man. Travis wants to know, where did all of Brian's guests go? We didn't get through them all, surely.
Wait, I don't get it.
Is he referencing when you went on a guest booking spree? I don't know what Petty's referencing here.
Yeah, we got through a bunch. How many? We had like five or six in a row. Who else do you want? I mean, it's probably time to start bringing on some bros.
I mean,
ladies.
Yeah. We, guys, we already told you. The Big T has an open invite to come on the show.
We asked Randone. We asked Big T. They both said no, and I wouldn't hold your breath.
Do you think RBX has any takes on the whole situation?
Oh God, he's a big T fan.
I don't know who RBX likes these days. He always seems pretty angry on Twitter. I see him goes at Awesomeo. He goes at Run Pure Sports. I think he's a lone wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not happy. Not happy with the DFS world.
Sean wants us to bring on Mock Lovin, another guy you've DM'd him before, right?
I have DM'd him, and I don't see that happening. We might have another superstar DFS player come on, though, but nothing confirmed on that.
Yeah.
I wonder if RBX is like trying like an abstinence period, and that's what's making him so
all that pent up,
yeah,
testosterone.
I mean, you go from orgies every day to this, and you know, you just see an Alex Baker tweet, and you're just fucking pisses you off.
Yeah, you got to blow off steam somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any updates on EM2? I haven't seen him recently.
Anyone in chat? Nothing. He's not back, as far as I know.
Yeah. We're running out of DFS drama for you guys. We've scraped the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
This.
I don't think that three-man drama is going away anytime soon, though.
Although Easy saying he hasn't seen him in the lobbies in a while. Maybe he's taking a little break.
No, he was. I saw he was in PGA on Yahoo, so he's probably on PGA and everything.
Yeah. All right, Peter Porker, I'll pull this up because you posted it twice. He is now the owner of Dupe Nation. I am looking to get people to provide DFS content without a contract. We basically just wing it here. I mean, your business model should be copy and pasting content from other sites. I feel like that's what a site called Dupe Nation should actually do.
That's what I was thinking too about Ship It and maybe even the Run Pure, but Run Pure has been a while. I mean, I know a lot of these sites, they just copy and paste, like literally copy and paste the other site's info, or they just go.
Well, that reminds me. So for the first time yesterday, or not yesterday, I won't name the podcast, but I noticed they use ChatGPT to do their description from the show. And I've used ChatGPT to do that stuff too. I plug in the timestamps and then I like massage the text they give me, so it actually sounds like something I would write. But I saw someone just straight copy and paste like four paragraphs just clearly from ChatGPT, which makes me wonder, how close do you think we are? Or do you think it has already existed, the first DFS article written entirely by ChatGPT? Do you think that is posted somewhere?
I would guess it's posted. I'd bet on posted.
Yeah, because we're not that far away from that being pretty easy to do, right? You dump the salaries in, you know, you got to warm it up a bit, but I bet the two of us, it wouldn't take us too hard to write a DFS article with ChatGPT.
There's also software that can tell if it was written from an AI software. So like there's another. So, and so like you could probably run it through that, get your percentage on how likely, how obvious this is, and then edit based on that.
Right.
Or just tell ChatGPT make these changes because it's too obvious or something. Because the more you direct it, the closer it'll get to something that you would actually write.
Right. You could have it spit it out and then say, hey, this tone is too formal. Make it more casual or try to make it fun. Like you can give it very specific instructions, even on a tonal level.
I spent a couple hours yesterday doing the coding stuff and it's pretty awesome. I mean, it's still pretty cool. And especially for quick things, it's good. Like if you're struggling on Excel, I would just go there. Yeah. I wouldn't even bother going on the internet. For R, it was like pretty good, but some of it just couldn't pull it off. Maybe I just need to get better at prompting it, which is probably going to be a skill that someone, you know, young people probably will need to have eventually. But it wasn't crazy good. But it was still interesting.
What coding stuff were you working on?
R, like just scraping stuff, scraping sports stuff.
Yeah.
I got a changing the subject slightly. I got a call from DraftKings. They wanted me on like a players council.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we watched your last few shows.
Are you serious? Wait, about the auto drafter or about big,
about our show? Our show.
Are you kidding?
No. And you're a valued member of the DFS community, obviously. And we want you to, I'm like, well, can I talk about it if I join it? Can I like, talk about like, can I use it as content? And then they went and double checked. They said no, and I have to sign an NDA. So I said I'm not going to do it.
Isn't like Blender on that?
He might be. He might have quit.
Okay.
Maybe I'm filling. Maybe they wanted me to fill his spot. But like, I guess like being involved would be kind of fun. But like. Well, one, I might talk about it by accident. I do, you know, 1 to 3 shows a week. Right. So I might talk about it by accident. And then I'd want to talk about it, you know, like if I knew. So I'm like, I don't think me being on there is going to change anything that much anyways.
I thought when you said DraftKings contacted you, I thought you were going to get the ban hammer on your auto drafter like Underdog did.
Oh, pre Van Hammer it, huh? Before it even is live on this show. Not yet. Not yet. But that's next, so we'll see.
I guess I don't know how the DraftKings player council thing works, but to me, it's like you're getting direct feedback from people who use your site and are in touch with the community and the product, and you're getting like a very direct focus group, which anything you feel strongly about, you know, with the product you're going to say on this show or on your YouTube channel or on Twitter anyways. So I'm like, what information would they be telling you? Cause that they would then need to lock you down. I guess that's the thing, unless they're saying like, hey, we're going to beta test this new thing and we want you to try it and we can't have you leaking that out. I guess that would be it.
That's what I was thinking. And it would be like there might be like, if they said something like that, like there might be, you know, beta products that we don't want talked about, but the majority of the stuff you can talk about, then I would have done it.
Yeah.
If you can't get content out of it, Pete.
You know what? I'm feeling a little left out, you know, Brian, like you and I have been working on these shows together and DraftKings reaches out to you, come on the players council. And I'm just what? Some sack of potatoes.
If I went through some of the comments on your channel, Pete, and it's all like, good job, Pete. That's it. You're the best at this, Pete. You and you alone. I'm like, hey, I was on that show too.
All right. That's so I get endearing comments and you get You get all the glory with DraftKings behind the scenes. Yeah. I want DraftKings to ask me to sign an NDA that I will refuse to sign.
Would you join it? Would you, if they asked you to be on it? No, that's what I figured. No. Yeah. Because like, I doubt you're like, what are the odds that you're going to like be something? Oh, we got Big T in the comments here. Big T slid in.
Big T, one thing I can confirm is I still use my man's coin as ball maker every time I golf. Talk about another NFT founder who rugged his people on their physical Speaking of the physical stuff, did you get the email from DraftKings about we're now doing physical trading cards?
Oh, I saw something on that. I didn't look.
Yeah, it's just so funny how they worded it because it's exactly like how Mans would word it. Introducing physical trading cards. The company is so steeped in NFTs that they couldn't just say trading cards. They had to say physical trading cards.
That's very, very 2023.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think I'll pass on the DraftKings trading cards. Why would they why would they dive into that?
I have no clue, man. I have no clue.
This is what I'm saying with the arguments that a lot of people make, that DraftKings doesn't care about DFS. They only care about sports betting because you can make a higher profit margin on sports betting. It's like, why not make money on both? Like, businesses do this all the time. Like, tons of businesses dip their feet in it, tons of markets. Like, and then they buy companies to diversify. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Like, why would Facebook buy Instagram? Right, like makes no sense based on the original logic.
Right. So,
anyways, I think that's just more evidence that you could do both.
Yeah. Everything's the circle of life, you know. DraftKings tries NFTs, and then like, what if we're onto something? What if we just did what we've been doing with Rainmakers, but they're actual physical trading cards that everyone gets, and they lay them out on their desk and take a photo of their lineup and upload it to the cloud.
They have like a 20-year-old in charge of this because he's just never seen physical cards. What if like next week, Jason Robbins gets forced out? It turns out there's no agreement for DraftKings. They never had an official agreement.
It would. I don't know what we're going to talk about a week from now, Brian, but I always want to leave ourselves open. You know, maybe this story has come to a conclusion, but if not, Brian, there's two intrepid reporters who you can be sure will be on the case. And that's Brian, I will not sign your NDA, Hooper, and Peter Overzet. Any final words here, Brian, before we shut this down and I try to go reach out to Scott Foster?
Yeah, I have Scott, we apologize, Scott.
Yeah.
The updated my auto drafter with some cool like settings, just basically drafts better, smarter. And we put like this dynamic setting on there. So like if you take a player in the first four rounds, it'll drop the max. So like, let's say you set it to 3 QB, but then you take Hurts. Now it'll only give you 2 QBs max. Ooh, but if you don't take any of them, like if you don't take a top four, then it'll stay at three.
Okay.
That type of thing. Just kind of like smooth out the rosters. It was kind of drafting too heavy on.
This is for the suggestions.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But it'll also be the auto drafter on DraftKings eventually.
There you go. Cool. If you guys have seen me doing my best ball streams, you've seen Brick's overlay on there. He's also referencing, initially it was an auto drafter, Underdog shot that down, but he does still have it available as suggestions, dropping it
in
the queue for you. And you can adjust all the stuff on the sliders.
Right now it's helpful for like, if you surf the internet and you forget that you're drafting, which happens to me a lot. Not everyone's 100% focused on their drafts. Yeah. Like there'll be at least a decent player in your queue.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to select it or eventually you'll time out. So you can't just leave it alone.
And Underdog just launched the puppy $5 tournament there. So get your Brick draft caddy. That's at brick75.com. It is the Sports HUD tab. Very simple to add it to Chrome and Mozilla. You can go into the settings, select what you want with the overlay, select your sliders for the suggestions there, and you will be off to the races. This audio will be up on the Lulz podcast feed shortly. And if you guys have any legitimate tips, I feel like at the end of, what was one of those, like Dateline or, Unsolved Mysteries. If you have any tips on the missing case of Chris Randone, please send us a message. Maybe we need a bounty, Brian, a bounty for good information there. We'll see what we can cook up. Well, I'll give you a Lowell's hat at market value.
No, I was going to give him one of my NFTs, but you're actually giving him something valuable.
There you go. Exactly. All right, guys. We'll see you next week here on the official DFS gossip rag on the internet, Lowell's. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.